Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Test. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shaki Klar Le'ilui Nishmas Yenti Basavram, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. We thank Shaki very much for the sponsorship, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we again thank Dr. Lander very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on Daf Mem Chesem Beis. We're at the two dots, three lines from the bottom of the page. The first thing we're going to discuss is the text of various brachos. What themes need to be included in certain brachos, whether the bracha v'atova ha'metiv has to have malchus or doesn't have to have malchus, it may relate or does relate to whether hatova ha'metiv is drabanan or da'oraisa, and whether bris and malchus and Torah need to be included in certain parts of the brachos, and why yes, why not. And we're going to talk about Bonu Yerushalayim should not really require malchus because of being smucho l'chavrita. So a lot of things about this certain particular text, and whether you could be chosim b'shtayim, can you be chosim b'bracha with two different themes, or is that a violation of Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? That's the majority of Amud Aleph. A lot about various texts of brachos. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we discuss the very practical sugya of what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo, you forget Ritzei in benching, in davening. So when do you have to go back and repeat the whole thing? When do you not have to go back? At what point can you just fix it still within the benching? At what point do you say that you can't fix it within and you're going to have to repeat it? The Gemara is then going to have machlokas, how much a person has to eat in order to be included in the Zimun. Machlokas Tanayim is going to be based on Psukim, even though initially we're going to try to connect it to other machlokas throughout Shas about what's considered an Achila Chashuva. And then the Mishnah at the very end of the Daf is going to talk about the text of Zimun and how that text could change or might change, Machlokas Tanayim, based on how many people there are that are participating in the Zimun. So let's begin. Tanya, three lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. So says Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer Kol Shalom Omer Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava Birch Saaretz Umalt Sveisav Bron Yushalayim Lo Yotzi Dei Chavaso. If a person does not mention Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava in the Birch Saaretz, or doesn't mention Malch Sveisav in the Brach of Bani Yushalayim, he has not fulfilled the Shchiv in those Brachos. Nachum HaZakin Omer Tzok Shizkuba Bris, he also has to mention in Birch Saaretz the Inyan of Bris Milah. And Rashi explains, because it's the Zuchus of Bris Mila through which we received Eretz, that Avram Avinu received Eretz Yisrael. In the Parsha of Mila, it says, V'nasati l'chol zaracha itcha es Eretz Megurecha, that he dafka got Eretz Yisrael in the Zuchus of the Bris Mila. The Meiri points out that that's what the Medrash in Yalkut Shimon tells us, that Yoshua tells Klal Yisrael before they enter Eretz Yisrael, Ma'atem svurim shatem nechlasim la'aretz arelim? You think you could go into Eretz Yisrael arelim? Kach amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram, V'nasati l'chol Zaracha acharecha al menas v'atas brisi tishmar, that yes, you get Eretz Yisrael, but only al menas that you do bris mila. So you see that bris mila is the zchus through which we get Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is nixus b'yisurin. It's one of the gimel matanos tovos that we learned back on Daf Hey that are nixus b'yisurin. So the suffer the pain of a bris mila. Sometimes we've seen in recent history where people in their 50s and 60s and 70s coming from Russia, going to Eretz Yisrael, going through the Yisurin of a Bris Mila, and happy to do so in order to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Amar Tzarek Sheyizkor Ba Torah, that you also have to mention Torah in the Birchas Haaretz, and that also is because it's the Zuchus of Torah and Mitzvos that we were Zoche to have Eretz Yisrael. Man Tichu Ravisam Vasim Yirashtam Es Haaretz. Rashi quotes the Pasuk, so you have to mention Torah as well. Plemo Amar Tzarek Sheyaktim Bris LaTorah. If you're going to mention both themes, Bris and Torah, Bris has to come first. Shazon nitna b'sholosh brisos, because Torah was given with three brisos. Rashi tells us that means that there were three places that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and each of them had a krisos bris. By Arvus Moav, it says, Eile divrei bris, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, l'chros es b'nei Yisrael, beretz Moav. So that's one bris. And it says, Mavada bris, asher karas itam b'chorev. That's another bris referring to Har Sinai. Ushmartem es divrei bris is another bris. So those are shalosh brisos that the Torah was given, as opposed to the zo nitna b'shalosh esrei brisos, and mila is with 13 brisos. The Rambam in Hilchos Mila Perikimel actually lists the 13 brisos that Mila was given with. So 13 brisos of Mila, and that's why Mila precedes Torah. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzorch Shiomer Ba Hoda'a Tchila V'Sof. That in the Birch Sa'aretz, you have to mention the theme of Hoda'a, of gratitude, both at the beginning and at the end. Noda L'cha Hashem Elokeinu at the beginning, and then at the end, V'al Kulam Hashem Elokeinu Anu Modim L'cha. V'hapoches Lo Yivchos Me'achas. But if you're going to say Hoda'a less than twice, you can't do less than once. V'kol Poches Me'achas Areza Maguna. If you don't say Hoda'a at all, Poches Me'achas is a funny lashon. Less than one is zero. So if you don't say Hodah at all, so then it's considered to be Maguna. It's considered to be disgusting, totally inappropriate. V'kalachosim manchil aratzos bebirchas haaretz u'moshias Yisrael b'bon Yerushalayim is a boor. And if a person concludes the birchas haaretz with the phrase manchil aratzos, or the bracha b'bon Yerushalayim with the phrase moshias Yisrael, that shows that he's a boor, that he's empty, that he's ignorant. The reason you don't say baruch manchil aratzos, Beis Yosef writes in Simun Kuf Pei Zayin or Chaim that the lashon manchil aratzos is shaykh for other nations also. Kadosh Baruch Hu's manchil every nation there are ratzos. Whereas we need to be molded to the fact that we dafka have Eretz Yisrael. Not just that we have a land, but that we have the land, that we have Eretz Yisrael. V'kol she'eino or bris v'torah v'birchas ha'aretz. And anyone who doesn't mention the themes of bris and Torah in birchas ha'aretz, meaning to say, al brischa shechsam tu v'sreinu, al tarascha shimadanu, u'malchus v'zav b'nu yushlaim. Someone doesn't mention malchus v'zav b'nu yushlaim, lo yotzei yidei chavaso. He's not even yotzei his chiyuv. So what exactly does that mean? He's not yotzei his chiyuv. The Ra'a writes that even though we say that he's not yotzei his chiyuv, it means he's not yotzei his chiyuv min ha'muvchar. He's not yotzei the mitzvah karotwi, similar to what we have at the end of Maseches Pesachim. Ram Gamliel lo yomer kol shlomer shloshes dvarim el bePesach lo yotzei yidei chavaso. That if you don't talk about Pesach and Matzah and Mar and what they represent, you're not yotzei chiyuv. Doesn't mean you're not yotzei chiyuv at all. Says the Ra'a, no, it means you're not yotzei the chiyuv of Sipritz Yisraim the best way, the way you're supposed to do it, by including the mitzvah sayom in the discussion about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the discussion that the Rishonim have. If a person is sits in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara says a person sits in a sukkah v'shulchanu b'sol chabayis. He sits with his table inside the house. That if you did like this, you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So it's machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? On a daraisa level, you are mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So doesn't mean the way the Ran understands. It means you are mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar, just like over here, and just like kol shalom shloshes dvarim el pesach. But Tosa says in Sukkah Dav Gimel, no, it means that the Rabbanan have the right to tell you that even though you did the mitzvah in a way that should fulfill the daraisa criteria, since the Rabbanan modified the mitzvah and added a requirement, if you didn't do it the way the Rabbanan told you to do it, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rabbanan have that kind of koach, that once they add to the mitzvah, once they add certain details about how to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, if you don't do it through the Rabbanan's instructions, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. And the same would apply over here, l'chara, that you don't mention the themes that you're supposed to mention in Birchas HaMazon, maybe lo yotzei yidei chavaso on a d'oraisa level. The Tur quotes in some Kuf Pei Zayin from his brother Rabbi Yechiel, who's not sure. He says that the Das Nota, that it's more mistaver, that these Haskaros are not Ma'akev, but the Tur disagrees. He says, since Birch Samazim is Mera Torah, so the Haskaros are Ma'akev. To mention these items is Ma'akev. If you don't mention it, you have to repeat the Bracha. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Pei Zayin, Siv Gimel, that if you skip one of these critical phrases, so the Bracha, you know, you have to the Bracha, you have to repeat the bracha. Misayel the Rabbi Yilah, Dam Rabbi Yilah, and Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu, that Kol Shalom, or Bris, Vitar, Birch Saaretz, Umal Tzvistav, Bar Yishleim, Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavaso, that you're not Yotzei the Chiyuv at all. Not just that, and the Torah writes, again, not just that the Shulchan Aruch writes, not just that you're not Yotzei Mitzvah and Mufchar, but they actually have to repeat the bracha. Against the Ra'a, who thinks that it's only that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, Min HaMufchar. So, Pligaba Yossi Ben Dostayev Rabbanan. So, Gemara brings a Machlokas Tanayim about the Nusa of the bracha of Hatova Metiv. So Chad Amar Hatova Metiv Tzricha Malchus, that you have to say Melech HaOlam at the beginning of the bracha. V'chad Amar Eir Tzricha Malchus, so you don't have to say Melech HaOlam. So Mandi Amar Tzricha Malchus Kasavar Terabanan. Mandi Amar Eir Tzricha Malchus Kasavar Ta'oraisa. A little bit counterintuitive. If you hold that it needs Malchus, machlusis, because you hold that it's only a din midrabanan. It's only a bracha midrabanan. Why? Because if it's a bracha midrabanan, then it's not really a bracha smuchel chavirta. If it's not a bracha smuchel chavirta, it can't be covered with the malchus that you said at the beginning of Azan, so it needs its own malchus. But if you hold it's a daraisa, so it's part of the series of brachos, and therefore it's not going to require its own malchus. That's what it's based on. We already had many, many rayas that the bracha v'atova ametiv must be derabanan, because we tell the poelim that they should leave, on daf mem vav, that they should leave and not say the bracha, because it's only derabanan. But one of the rayas is shemu malchus, and if it has shemu malchus, that seems to be a raya that it's only derabanan, because if it were daraisa, it would not require shemu malchus. Tan rabanan, ma'u chosem bebinin Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Omer Moshia Yisrael. When you say the bracha ban Yerushalayim, what should be the text of the end of the bracha? So that's what Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah says. You should say Moshia Yisrael. Moshia Yisrael in bin Yerushalayim lo. Do you mean to say, and not even mention bin Yerushalayim at the end of the bracha? Eleima af Moshia Yisrael. No. Of course you mention Bona Yerushalayim at the end. That's the whole theme of the bracha. But also mention Moshiach Yisrael. Rabbi Rav Huna Yechel Be'erish Kulusa Pasach B'chada V'siyem B'tarti. When he was asked to bench, he started with Bona Yerushalayim. He didn't say Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amcha V'Yerushalayim Yirecha. He only mentioned one or the other, either Yisrael Amcha or Yerushalayim Yirecha. And then he was M'siyem B'tarti. By the Chasim, he said Moshiach Yisrael U'Bona Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Chista, Gavorta the Mechtam Betarti. Well, you think it's such a great thing that you're really flexing your muscles, you're showing how strong it is to be chosim with two separate inyanim. Vatanya, Rabbi Yomer ain't chosim b'shtayim. The halacha is Yudafka not supposed to do that. Gufa, Rabbi Yomer ain't chosim b'shtayim. And we pointed out, Rabbi says you're not supposed to be chosim with two different themes. Say, Shrei Levi the Rabbi, Allah Aretz Allah Mazon. Oh, really? Then how come the bracha in Birchsa Aretz we conclude with Allah Aretz Allah Mazon? Isn't that two different themes? Now, Aretz Demafka Mazon, but the praise of the land that we're saying is that it's the land that is Motzi Mazon. So it's not two things, it's one thing. That's what's good about the land. Okay, but what about Al Aretz V'Al Peros? Sensimar, Al Aretz Demafka Peros. No, we're praising that it's the land that is Motzi Peros, the Tzlach, another Achronim Rabbadim. Why do you have to ask that kasha? Meaning, once you already said Al Aretz V'Al Mazon means Al Aretz Demafka Mazon, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that Al Aretz Yala Peros and the Bracha Main Shalosh is also Al Aretz Demafka Peros. It could be there were two different conversations in two different Batei Medrash. The Tzlach has a much fancier explanation we're not going to get into now. Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. So he asked, what about the fact that we say Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim on Yantif, even though Lechora Yisrael and Zmanim are two different things? So Yisrael Dekachinul Zmanim. No, we're pointing out that what's so great about the Kedush of Klal Yisrael that we're empowered to be Mekadish the Zmanim. We get to determine when the Yom Tovim are going to be. Mekadish Yisrael Rashi Chadashim. Again, Yisrael Dekachinu the Rashi Chadashim. And the same Kasha the Tzlach has. Why do you need to ask the Kasha again? If you already said Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim means that Yisrael is Mekadish Vazmanim, obviously the same would be true about Rosh Chodesh, especially since it's only through the vehicle of being Mekadish Rosh Chodesh that we have the ability to be Mekadish Vazmanim. That we can't just change Pesach and say, let's do it. Tax season ends late this year, so let's move Pesach to a week later. No, we can't. Can you tell that I'm the son and the husband of an accountant? But the idea is that when we adjust when Rosh Chodesh is, that we have a little bit of wiggle room. So that's when we determine the Yom Tovim. Mekadish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman. And what about the fact that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so we say Shabbos, Yisrael, and Zmanim, so it says, well, you're right, Chutz Mizu. That's an exception. Over there we have multiple themes. Umayishna, why are we allowed to have multiple themes at the Chasim of that bracha? Because Hacha Chadahi, Hasam Tarti, Kol Chad V'Chadah Ba'api Nafsha. Because by the bracha, Mekadish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, it's all the same Indian of Kedusha. We're saying that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shabbos and Yisrael and the Zmanim, so we're allowed to be chosim with all of them at the same time. But by saying Bonu Yerushalayim, so Teshuas Yisrael and Binyan Yerushalayim are two different themes. Each one is its own inyan, and therefore you cannot be chosim with both of them. The time of Mayim Chosim B'Shtayim. What's so terrible about being chosim B'Shtayim? We keep quoting that you're not supposed to do this. Why not? Lefishe Nosin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That a person is not supposed to bundle mitzvos. And the Rishonim explain explain that the reason Rashi writes in Maseches Sota that the reason we're not supposed to be Yosef Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is that it makes it look like the Mitzvos are a burden, and you're trying to kill two birds with one stone. That's the expression you use when you describe how you're trying to take care of things that you just have to take care of, but are not really interested in doing. Mitzvos demand our love, our attention, so if a person is just trying to kill two birds with one stone, that's a lack of chavivus hamitzvah. Tosas Maseches Moed Katan, the Daf Ches Amud Beis, says that the reason is so that she'elibo panui lemitzvah achas, and not to be v'loyifna atzmo mimena, that a person should have focus on the mitzvah, and when you're trying to focus on two things, you're not really focused on anything. That a person has to have absolute focus on the mitzvah that he's doing. So my havi'ala, the context of that tosis, if I'm not mistaken, was the Gemara discusses over there ein nosin nashim b'moed. There's four different reasons why it is that you don't get married on yantif. So one of the possibilities is ein nosin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That what are you going to celebrate? Are you celebrating the fact that you're getting married? Are you celebrating the yantif? Each one deserves its own focus. Each one deserves its own attention. So, my havila, how do we paskin in terms of the nusach of the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim? So, Rav Sheshes pasach brachim al amcha Yisrael chosim b'moshiyah Yisrael pasach brachim al Yerushalayim chosim b'Bani Yerushalayim. It all depends. It has to be symmetrical. Meaning, if you started with the theme of Moshiach Yisrael, you have to conclude with that theme. If you started with the theme of Yerushalayim, you conclude with the theme of Yerushalayim. He says, no, even if you start with the theme of Rachim al Yisrael, you conclude with Bani Yerushalayim. Shum Shenemar, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes. So the two themes are linked to each other. Emasai Bani Yerushalayim Hashem, Bizman Shenidche Yisrael Yichanes. When will Hashem rebuild Yerushalayim? When he gathers in the Nidche Yisrael. So Hashem's first going to rebuild Yerushalayim and then gather the Nidche Yisrael into Yerushalayim. So the salvation of Klal Yisrael is totally on the Bin Yerushalayim, and therefore it's all one inyan. So even if you started with Chuas Yisrael, you can conclude with Bani Yerushalayim, and that is symmetrical. It's not considered to be off kilter that you're starting and finishing with two different things. Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Chista Nesi Mar Benisni. So Rav Zeira said to Rav Chista, come tell us a shir, tell us a mishnayis. So Amalei Birkas Masona Lagamira Tumi Masninan. I don't even know anything. I don't even know how to bench, and you're asking me to tell you mishnayis. So that's an odd comment to make. I'm like, why do you say you don't know how to bench? How could you say such a thing about yourself? You don't know the tune that they taught in elementary school? Well, what don't you know? So I'm like, the ikla the Beresh Kalusa, because one time I went to the house of the Beresh Kalusa, uvrichi birks mezona, and I benched for the people who were reading. V'zak v'Rav Sheshes tekoya like kichivya, and Rav Sheshes stuck out his neck against me like a snake, meaning he gave me a gesture that made it look like he was very, very unhappy with me. Why did he get so angry at you? Just because I didn't mention Bris or Torah or Malchus in Bris and Torah in Birchsaris and Malchus in Bani Yerushalayim, so he got all upset. So he said, "Hamaylo Amarta, just read what it says in the bench, right? Why didn't you say all of those things?" So Kedrav Chanan Lomarav, Damrav Chanan Lomarav, Lomar Bris and Torah Malchus Yatza, because the halacha is that you're Yotze if you don't say these things. That's how Rav Chanan Lomarav says that one is Yotze if you don't mention these themes. Bris Lefishena Benashim, and the reason that Bris doesn't have to be mentioned is because Nashim are not included in Bris. And remember, we had a machlokas back on Daf Chaf where the Nashim are chayavos in Birch Samazan min HaTorah or only midrabanan. So they might be chayav in Birch Samazan min HaTorah, and yet the theme of Bris doesn't apply to them. So why? So maybe Bris is not so important to be mentioned in the Birch Saritz. Torah umalchus lufi shein lo benashim lo ba'avadim. And Torah and Malchus doesn't apply to Nashim or Avadim, right? Women are not included in Bris doesn't just mean they don't get a Bris. The Gemara darshan that they don't even have the mitzvah to be Lomel Espanam. They don't even have the mitzvah to provide their sons with a Bris Mila. Torah also, not only that women are Pturas from Talmud Torah, women don't have a Chiv to be Melamed their children Torah. We did learn earlier on in Daf Yud Zayin, Nashim B'Mezachyon, and the Gemara in Sota says it also, that Nashim B'Mezachyon, what zechus do women have? So, apparently
the Gemara is asking, what suchus in Talmud Torah do they have? And it is the fact that they encourage their children and their husbands to learn Torah. So that's a gevaldik suchus of Torah, but a chiyuv of teaching their children Torah, they don't have. And malchus also, the drasha is melech v'lo malka, that there is a halacha that one is not allowed to appoint a woman as a king, or I guess you call it a queen, but as the monarch over the Jewish people, melech v'lo malka. So those things don't apply to women, and when it comes to Torah and Malchus, Avadim are also not included. So what, you wanted to do like Rav Chanan al Amrav, but you know why they got so upset at you? You know what? Because you went against all of the other Tanayim and Amarayim. So Rav Sheshes, of course, was going to get upset at you because you did like Rav against all of the other Tanayim and Amarayim. So why did he do that, Taka? Meaning there was no machlokas whether you're allowed to mention these themes. So I was thinking probably it's based on the idea that we had by the sugya of Hamotzi and Motzi, what the proper text is on the bracha of bread. Is it Hamotzi lechem haaretz or Motzi? And we said kuli amalo pligi, that Hamotzi works. The only question is that Motzi works. The only question is whether Hamotzi works. So there was a machloka. So what's better to do? Is it better to cover all the bases, or is it better to dafka demonstrate through your bracha that you know the halacha, that you're pastoring one way, and that so maybe that was his kavana, that he thought we pasken like Rav, and he dafka wanted to demonstrate through his bracha that we pasken like Rav, even though saying it with all of these themes certainly would have worked. Amar Rav Baruchan Amar Rav Yochanan, Hatova Meitiv Tzricha Malchus, Hatova Meitiv needs, you need to say Melech Ha'olam. My Kamash Malon, Kol Bracha Shem B'Malchus, Lo Shema Bracha. Must be that what you're trying to tell me is that Malchus is a critical component of any bracha. Amar Rav Yochanan Chadazim, Rav Yochanan already taught us this back on Daf Mem, that we had the whole discussion whether you need Shem U'Malchus or just Shem. So Rav Yochanan held you need Shem and Malchus. So Amar Rav Zera, Lomar, Shetzricha Shtei Malchuyos, that you have to mention Malchus twice in the bracha v'atova meitiv, one for the bracha v'atova meitiv, and one to compensate for the fact that you didn't mention it in Bona Yerushalayim. Ihachi nibayit flas. Well, then you should have to mention it three times. Chad didda v'chad Bona Yerushalayim v'chad birchsa aretz, because you also didn't mention it in birchsa aretz. So we should have three times Malchus in the bracha v'atova meitiv to compensate for the previous two brachas that don't have Malchus. Ela birchsa aretz my time alone. Why is it that we don't mention Malchus and Birchas Haaretz? Mishum Davi LeBrachas Muchel Chavirta. Because Birchas Haaretz comes on the heels of the Bracha of Hazan. So the Malchus that you have at the beginning of the Bracha of Hazan includes Birchas Haaretz. Well, Bonu Yerushalayim Namilo Tibay Dav LeBrachas Muchel Chavirta. You say the same thing for Bonu Yerushalayim. It comes on the heels of the Birchas Haaretz, which comes on the heels of the Birchas Hazan, and therefore it's all Smuchel Chavirta. It's not going to require Malchus. So why do I need to make up for it with an extra Malchus, an Atova Meitiv? So it says, who did Dafi LeBonu Yerushalayim Namilo? You're right. Bani Yerushalayim does not need Malchus either. But it's a derech eretz Yeshuela. I did Amar Malchus Kistavid, Lava Rechara, Delo Amar Malchus Shemaim. How could you not say Melech Olam in a bracha where you're emphasizing the Malchus based David? You can't emphasize the Malchus of a human king without giving equal recognition, at least, to Malchus Shemaim. So even though, based on the technicalities of Hilchus Brachas, Brachas Muchel Chavirta does not need the words Melech Olam, but it's a chutzpah. You're going to mention the Malchus Beis David, and not mention the Malchus Shemayim. That's what the Nedev Yehuda explains in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Allah is Chayvad Mavakar Pnei Rabbo Beregel, that a person has to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tovim, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk that the Shunamis his husband said, "What are you doing? Lo Shabbos Hayom Lo Chodesh." That it's not Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. Why would you go visit the Rebbe? So the Nedev Yehuda says, "Mehechi." Everyone asks, "Kash Mehechi?" What does one have to do? Regel have to do with Shabbos and Chodesh. So Nedev Yehuda explains that Shabbos and Chodesh are appropriate days to visit to seek spiritual inspiration. Any day of extra kedusha is an appropriate day to seek spiritual inspiration. So Yom Tov is also an appropriate day. Why isn't it a chiyuv every Shabbos and every Yom Tov? It's only chiyuv on Regel, because we only have a chiyuv to be mevaker pnei Hashem three times. We only have to go lefnei Hashem to be olal Regel three times, and it can't be that we have a greater chiyuv to be mevaker pnei Rabbo than that it's always appropriate at highly spiritually sensitive times to go be mevaker pnei Rabbo. But a chiyuv you can't have more than the chiyuv to mention Hashem. A similar idea that over here you're talking about malchus of a human being. It can't be that you're not going to mention malchus Shemayim. Give it at least least equal footing. Rav Papa Amar Hachika Amar Tzricha Shtei Malchus Levar Midida. Rav Papa says, no, when we say that you have to mention Malchus twice in Birchus Hatov Ametiv, it means you have to mention twice more aside from its own Malchus, Enochinami, to make up for the lack of mention both in Bonu Yerushalayim and in Birchus Haaretz. So Yosef Rav Zera Achorid Rav Gidol, Yosef Rav Gidol Kamed Rav Huna, Yosef Ka'amar. So Rav Gidol was saying in front of Rav Huna the following din. So this is a new sugi now. Tov lo hisker shal Shabbos. If a person forgets Ritzei, Omer Baruch Shanas and Shabbos L'mnucha, Lama Yisrael Be'ava, Lo'os L'bris, Baruch Mekadish HaShabbos. So there is a nusach, a bracha, that you add on after Bonu Yerushalayim if you forgot the bracha of Ritzei. The Rif has gears of Baruch Hashanah and Shabbos Menuchah Lama Yisrael Laos Lebris. He doesn't have the word Ba'ahava. So where does the word Ba'ahava come from? Madani Yom Tov explains in the name of the Levush that you say Ba'ahava only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov, like you see the Hilchos Shabbos Klal Yisrael got b'mara and they were mekabel ba'ava, but the other mitzvos we got b'sinai and Yom Tov was included in the other mitzvos, we were not mekabel ba'ava because it was kafaleim harkigigis. So ba'ava indicates that when we accepted that mitzvah, we accepted that mitzvah willingly without the need for a kafaleim harkigigis, and that's why we have ba'ava dafka by Shabbos. If you ever wonder why it is in Shmona Esrei that's a dafka on Shabbos, so you add in the word Ba'ava and not in Yantiv. So says the Madani Yantiv in the name of Levush, that's the reason. Tosas raises the question why this bracha starts with a Baruch. It's a bracha smuch l'chavirta, meaning you forget Ritzei, so you add this bracha right after Baruch Yerushalayim. Well, it's a bracha smuch l'chavirta, why does it have to start with a Baruch? So he says because it's not a bracha kavua, it's not a bracha that we're hoping to say, it's a, we're hoping to remember Ritzei and not to have to say this bracha. So since it's not a bracha kavua, so it starts with its own Baruch. So Amalei Man Amara, so he says who's the one that said this din that you have this extra bracha? Rav is one that taught this din. So why didn't you just quote it in the name of Rav if Rav is one that taught the din? So in the Sefer Sifsei Chacham, he suggests because that Rav Gidol assumed that everyone knows that he was a Talmud of Rav. So whenever he says anything, he was lo amar davar shlo shamim pi Rabba, like the Gemara says. Was it about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that he was lo amar davar shlo in Sechasukah Chavches that he was lo amar davar shlo shamim pi Rabba, that he never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So you assume that when he was talking, everybody knew. Someone just sent me an email yesterday. Who's this Rav Sheftel you keep quoting? You keep quoting Rav Sheftel. Rav Sheftel. So then it's not Rav Sheftel. It's Rav Schechter from Yeshiva University. But if you don't know that the Talmud is always quoting the Rebbe, so you're not going to know. But he assumed that everybody knows. So how do Yasev Akamar? Tavlo Hisker Shal Yom Tov. If a person doesn't say Yalav Yavo in mentioning, so there's also bracha for that. Omer Baruch Shanas and Yom Tov Liyamo Yisrael L'Simcha L'Zikaron Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So Tosos points out, and if Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, and he forgets both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, so say them both. Baruch Shanas and Shabbos L'Mnucha V'Yom Tov L'Amo Yisrael L'Simcha, meaning you incorporate it into one bracha. The Talmid Rabbi Yonah writes that you should be chosen them with a baruch because their brachos are ruchos. So they mention two inyanim. Shabbos you say la'osu l'bris, and Yom Tov you say l'sasun l'simcha. So each one has two things that you mention, and therefore that makes it a bracha arucha, and therefore it should be chosen with a baruch as well. Samalei Manamara, who said that? Rav is one that said it. Hadav Yasav Kamar Tavlo Hisker Shal Roshchodesh Amar Shanas and Rosh Chodesh and Amar Yisrael l'zikaron. If you forget Yalav Yav on Rosh Chodesh, so there's a bracha for that as well. But Rav Gidol didn't mention whether the bracha of Rosh Chodesh should incorporate l'zikaron l'simcha or it shouldn't include simcha, just l'zikaron. And yichasim ba'ilo chasim ba. Also, he didn't mention whether baruch mekadesh shel Rosh Chodeshim should be chasima or not, whether you have to be chosim b'baruch or not, and iti dei dirabe. Nor did he mention on that one whether it was his own chiddush or that too was from Rav. Gidol bar Binyomi avakai kamed Rav Nachman. Tar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in Birchas Hamazon. He forgot Ritzei, or he forgot Yalav Yavo, or something like that. V'hadar l'reisha, and then Rav Nachman went back and repeated Birchas Hamazon. So Amrlei, my time up in Marachi. Amrlei, da Amr Rav Shilam Rav. Ta Chazal Rosh. Why did you do that? Because after all, Rav taught us. They used to Rav Shila taught us in the name Rav. You're supposed to repeat if you forget it. V'Amr Rav Huna Amr Rav. Ta Amr Baruch Shanasan. But wait, didn't we just learn in the name of that very same Rav that you just have this extra bracha that you say if you forgot. So that you can only say that bracha if you have not yet begun Hatov HaMeitiv. But once you begin Hatov HaMeitiv, then you have to be chosel l'rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayei Adam that even if you already said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam of Hatov HaMeitiv, you could still say Asher Nosan Shabbos Osel Menucha. It's only once you've concluded the theme Hatov HaMeitiv, then it's too late to go back, and you're going to have to be chosel l'rosh. Amar Avidi Barav and Amar Avam Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Tav Lo Hiskel Shol Rosh Chodesh Betfila Machzir Noso Berksa Mazanein Machzir Noso. If you forget Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh in davening, you have to repeat. But if you get Yal V'Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, in benching, you don't have to repeat. So what's the difference? Why is it by tefillah you have to repeat, by benching you don't? So he said, very logical. He said, I also was bothered by this. We shilted the Rav Nachman. So I asked Rav Nachman what the, he was the Bal Meimra, he's the one that said in the name of Shmuel, and I asked him what the logic was. And Rav Nachman says, even though I learned this halacha from Shmuel, he never explained the halacha to me. But let's analyze it. Let's figure it out for ourselves. Tefillah dechovihi machzir noso. Tefillah, which is a chiyuv, and you have to daven every day. So if you make a mistake and you don't mention Yalav Yavo, so you have to repeat it. Birchas mazonot yibay yachli yibay lo achil. But birchas mazon, which is not a chiyuv, is a reshos. A person could choose to eat or not to eat. So that ain't machzir noso. I mean, on Rosh Chodesh, there's no requirement to eat, and therefore you do not have to repeat. Benching Tos says there's no requirement to eat. It's a Megillah's Tainis. You're not allowed to fast on. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So how can you say that you have that it's up to you to eat or not to eat? So he says, yeah, it's up to you to eat bread or not to eat bread. You could choose to eat other things on Rosh Chodesh. The Rashba writes that since the reason you're not chosen on Rosh Chodesh is because you're not mechuyev to eat bread at the Seuda, he says, what happens if Rosh Chodesh is Chal and Shabbos? And you mention, you do say Ritzei in Brachas Mazon, but you forgot Yalav Yavo. So says the Rashba, then you have to repeat, because that Rosh Chodesh you did have to eat lechem, and that you did have to eat pas on that Rosh Chodesh. The Ra'ah disagrees, and the Ra'ah says, yeah, but as far as the Chiv Tipas, that was Shabbos related. So you already mentioned Shabbos. You don't have to go repeat just because you didn't mention the Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo is Rosh Chodesh related. The Mechayiv of Rosh Chodesh is not Pas. So what's the Machlokas about? So as we've, I think I once gave a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha about this, about what, when you have two Kedushas together, the way Rav Rosenzweig Shlita likes to say it, Rav Michael Rosenzweig, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, the way he likes to say it is that there's a discussion when you have multiple Kedushas, is it a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha, meaning do you assume that it just happens to be two Kedushas happen to meet on the same day, but each Kedusha still has its own identity, then you would say, okay, if I forgot the Yalav Yavo, that's a Rosh Chodesh Inyan, so I don't have to repeat. Or no, maybe when two Kedushas coincide, it's a hybrid Kedusha, each one affects the other one and takes on a whole new status of Kedusha. Then if you forget Yalav Yavo, you're going, even though it was only on account of Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have to repeat, because this isn't just Rosh Chodesh, this is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, that's what we're up to. Elamayata. Shabbos Yom Tov Dol Sagi Dol Achol Hachnami Di Tai Hader. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you're mechuyev to eat pas, so you're also, if you make a mistake, you're going to have to repeat benching. I'm like, exactly. Dam Rav Shilom Rav Ta Chozel Rosh. That if you make a mistake and you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to go and repeat benching. Dam Rav Hunam Rav Ta Omer Baruch Shnasan. I thought if you forget Yalav Yavo, there's this other nusach habracha you could say. So Lavit Marala Lo Shanu Ella Lo Pasach Lo Shanu Ella Shalo Pasach Batov. Like we said before, it depends if you started the next bracha already. If you began the next bracha already, then you're going to have to repeat the whole thing. You can't just incorporate another bracha at this point. Tos raises the kasha. How can we say that you're mechuyev to eat bread on Yom Tov? The Gemara Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin says that you don't have to be koveya suda on pas on Yom Tov. Only the first night of Sukkot do you have to eat a kazayas of bread in the sukkah, or some amount of bread in the sukkah. Sounds like all the other days of Yom Tov, it's not necessary. So and because of Gzeir Shavah, Tezvav, Achilas Matz also, Kazayas of Matz on the night of the Seder. But Mehefi days that they have to eat pas by all the Yom Tov meals. So Tos says that the Gemara means to say that you're that a person is not chayiv to be kovei sudan pas and yom tov for the mitzvah of achila besukah or for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but for the mitzvah of simchas yom tov he still needs it. Meaning, it's a different mechayev. But of course, a person has to eat bread by all the yom tov meals. And the nafkamina would be if you're kovei sudah mishum sukkah or mishum simcha. What would be the nafkamina is if, let's say, it rained on the first night of sukkah and you ate inside, so you're mechayev the mitzvah of achilas pas as far as simchas yom tov is concerned, but not as far as the mitzvah of sukkah is concerned. So if the rain stops, that's why you got to go back out into the sukkah and have your kazayas if the rain stops, or maybe if the rain's not going to stop, to eat a kazayas while it's raining. But that's a whole different sukkah. But the point is that there are these two mechayvim of pas. That's how Tosos understands. Tosos Maseches Sukkah writes that there is no chiyuv of achilas pas in yom tov, only on the first night of Pesach, first night of Sukkos, when it says if you forget yalav yavam brichas hamazon, you have to be chazal l'rosh. That's because this yom tov is a chiyuv. Is that's talking about on the first night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach. Wow, what an akimta, that the whole idea that you have to be chazal l'rosh when you forget yalav yavam is only on the first night of Sukkot, on the first night of Pesach. So we pass in the other way, like Tosas writes over here, not like Tosas writes in Maseches Sukkah. Okay, ad kama mezamnin. How much does a person have to eat in order to be included in a zimun? So we said ad kezayis, but Rabbi Yehuda says ad kebeitza. So the Meir, chashuv la kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda kebeitza. Do you think that Rabbi Meir thinks that a kezayis is a chashuv amount of food, and Rabbi Yehuda holds only a kebeitza is a chashuv amount of food? We have a Mishnah where they hold the exact opposite. Titnan, the Mishnah talks in Maseches Pesach when a person is going to shecht his carbon Pesach, and then he realizes he still has chametz back at home. So does he have to go back and burn that chametz? Or a person is leaving Yerushalayim and he realizes he has kachim kalim with him. Kachim kalim cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So yimavar tzofim, if he's already passed tzofim, so sarfa b'makom, but just burn it where he is. But v'imav chozer v'sarfa l'fnei abira me'atzei ma'aracha. But if not, he's got to go back and burn it by the Beis Hamikdash from the atzei ma'aracha. So ad kama him chozrim. What's the shear of chametz that you got to go back for it to burn, or the shear of kachim kalim that you have with you that you have to go back to burn? So Rameir says the shear is a kabeitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer zev zev kazayis. So don't you see that it's the exact opposite? Rameir holds a kabeitza as a chashva shear, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a kazayis. So I'm Rabbi Yochum mechef sashita. Switch around the shitos. That we should switch the shitos in our Mishnah. And Shvi ad kama mezamnin ad kabeitza, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad kazayis, and then it will conform to what it says over there. So Abayi Omer lote liolam lote. But Chavai says no, don't switch around the shitos. These are two different machlokas having nothing to do with each other. Hacha b'kray pligi. Over here in our Mishnah, they're arguing about how to tighten up a pasuk. Pasuk says ve'achalta v'sivata v'rachta Hashem Elokecha l'aretz hatova v'chule. So Rameir savar ve'achalta zu achila v'sivata zu shtiyah. That ve'achalta is a reference to eating, and v'sivata is a reference to shtiyah. Achila b'kezayis. Achila is always defined as kezayis, and therefore kezayis is enough to be included in Birchas Hazimun. Rabbi Yehuda savar ve'achalta v'sivata achila shiyesh basviyah. That the savata is modifying the viachalta. It's not viachalta with the same shear you always have. No, it's nachila sheyesh basvia. Ve'ezoz kebeitza. And what is that? What's nachila sheyesh basvia? That's a shear kebeitza. So yelzi nachayv and zimun until you eat a full shear kebeitza. So that's what's going on over here in our case. Tosos points out that even though it's a machlokas what the pasuk means, it doesn't mean that that person eats a kezayis or kebeitza is chayv in brichas hamazon in haTorah. Even though the next words are v'rach Hashem Elokecha. So then it sounds like kol machlokas is it a kezayis or is it a kebeitza that the pasuk is talking about? Tosfos, no, we already learned earlier that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, and Daf Chaf and Beis Kodesh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael that I only require them to be say Birchas Hamazon if they had a kedei svia, and look how wonderful they are, that ad kezayis ad kebeitza. That sounds like it's not a din daraisa. So Tosfos says that over here the machlokas tanaim is about kezayis kebeitza is only as far as the Birchas Hamazon mitarabanan to be included in the zimun, but as far as the chiv dal raisa to bench, that certainly is only if you have a kedei svia. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says machlokas hasugyas, that previously the sugya held that you need mamish a kedei svia, and over here this gemara disagrees, and this gemara holds that it's not necessary to have a kedei svia. That akazayis had kebeitza is the mechayiv of birchas hamazon min haTorah. So That's as far as over here, as far as benching. But Hassan, when it comes to the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim about going back to burn your chametz or about going back to burn your kachim kalim, b'svara pliki, they're arguing in svara what the shear of chashivos of each food is to be mechayev a person to go burn it. Rav Meir savra, Rav Meir holds the shear of chashivos is chazaraso kitumaso. We should measure it based on what the shear, what's a chashiv shear as far as hilchus tumah is concerned. Matumaso b'kabetza, just like the shear in hilchus tumah when it comes to Tumas Ochlim, it needs to be a kibetza. Rabbi Natam holds in many places in Shas that a food can only become tameh if it has a sheer kibetza. Rashi's shita, by the way, is that a food could become tameh even if it has less than a kibetza. It can only be metameh other things if it has a kibetza. But either way, you see that kibetza is a critical sheer as far as tumah. So av chazaraso the kibetza. So too, the chiv to go back to burn the chametz or to burn the basar kodesh is also determined by kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda savar chazaraso ki isu. And no, we don't use Tuma as the model to figure out what the Chashva Shir is. We look at the Isser to figure out what the Chashva Shir is. Ma Isura B'Kazayis, just like the Isser of Chametz or Basar Kodesh Tameh is B'Kazayis, so too, meaning that the Shir of the Isser of owning Chametz and the Shir of Isser of eating Basar Kodesh Tameh is B'Kazayis, so Av Chazrasa B'Kazayis, so too, to go back to burn it would have to be a Kazayis. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom.